Homes.
Amen.
God has blessed us once again because God is good. And all the time God is good. It's good to see several members back that we haven't seen for a little while. Sister Bullock and Brother Michael Davis. We thank God for their appearance once again to be with us. We thank God for all of you that are here, but especially for those. And Brother and Sister Tiffany Ballinger are also with us today, whom we haven't seen for a little while. So just be thankful to God for all of our members who are here, and for all of those who have been gone away for a while, and those who have been sick, and we still continue to have a sick list that's pretty lengthy. But nevertheless, God's will shall be done. The scripture was read for your hearing this morning from the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrew, and we want to just simply look at verse number 36. It says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of this day. Thank you for the blessing of this hour as we come to the worship service this morning to worship you in everything, though it be in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus who died on yonder's cross that we might have an opportunity to the tree of life. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for each and every member that's here this morning, and especially those who are returning once again. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for the long sick list that we have. We pray that if it be your will, that you would give them your healing touch. But if not, Father, we know that your will shall be done. Thank you for those who are not with us today, that they may. We pray that they may be with us at the next appointed time. And we pray and thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all of those that may be on their way, if they be coming this way. We pray for their safe passage. We thank you for those who are traveling, that they may have safety on their journey as well. We thank you for everything, O Lord. Now, my Heavenly Father, as we approach the worship hour, as we go into the worship at the worship hour, we thank you for everything you do for us. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you so very much. We say amen. This morning from that scripture of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 36. Once again, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So we want to talk for a little bit about the need for patience. Patience is something that we all need to possess. There are two things we all need, and of the two things, one of those two things is patience. In Romans, in Psalms chapter 37 and verse number 7, it tells us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That lets us know that by the Word of God, we must learn to wait, and waiting requires patience. Without patience, we shall find life a miserable existence, because we need patience in order to go through this life. So just to answer, first of all, what is patience? Well, the text tells us that I just read that this tells us that we need patience in our life, but what is it? Patience means endurance, forbearance, long suffering. I read where someone said, gave a definition of patience, and it said, it means gracefully waiting for something to happen. I concluded that many, therefore, are without patience because in life there shall always be waiting, but few wait gracefully. Few are waiting gracefully because they can't stand to stand still and not do anything. Everybody wants everything now. Everybody wants everything right away. That's why the technology field is so expensive, has become so invaluable to many people, because they can't wait to get an answer to whatever it is that they need. They bank online. They answer questions online. They do homework and answer questions online. They do everything on technology. This world is technology driven right now. But patience is waiting for God to do His work in His own time and in His own way. God has given us a promise if we just would do His will. The text says you might receive the promise, but we must be working, and then as godly children, we must be waiting as God's servant till that promise is to come. Patient is waiting for God to do His work in His own time, in His own way. The Bible has much to say about patience and waiting. We find in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse number 8, the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. And then in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 3, the Bible says, we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. God knows that the church folk are in need of patience because we never want to wait on others. We want the one who prays to hurry up and get through. We want the song director to sing shorter songs. And we, of course, want the preacher to hurry up and get finished. Then the clock never seems to move fast enough so I can hurry out the door. I don't have time to stand around and shake anybody's hand either. I got other things to do. So much for being graceful in waiting. We're just not graceful in gracefully waiting. And sometimes I'm so glad that there is not a clock on the wall behind me, because everyone would be rushed up and they'd keep their eyes on the clock rather than on the Word of God. So the question becomes, okay, I got a definition of patience. Tell me, why do we need patience? In Galatians chapter 6 and the verses number 9, the Bible tells us we must not get weary. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We are not to become discouraged nor disillusioned in doing what we are told to do, which is our duty of well-being, of well-doing, because God shall allow us to reap in its season. It may not be when you think. It may not be when you expect it. But we must learn to be patient. It may not be when you want it to be, but it shall be when God wants it to be. We need patience in trying to grow the membership. Nothing happens overnight. And somebody might say, well, it's been a long time since we've grown the membership. But growing anything takes patience and takes time. We need to teach the new converts, but that requires patience. We need to teach the old, review with the old membership. And I don't mean old in age, I just meant old in terms of being a member. You need to learn to have patience. For nothing happens in the time that you think it should happen. It only happens in the time that God will bring about His work. According to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, the Bible tells us we need to run with what? There's that word again, patience. The race that is set before us. We need to run with patience. And some of us we're just never satisfied to wait. But life is a game of waiting. We have to learn to accept the way God works and not the way we want Him to work, but the way He wants to work. We need patience as we wait for the coming of the Lord. In James chapter 5 and verse number 7, the Bible tells us to be patient, therefore, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it until he receives the early and the late rain. No matter how good a farmer may be with his hands, no matter how precious his soil might be, he must wait upon the rain to fall. He must wait until God, who is in control, sends the rain. God is in control of the weather, just as He is in control of our lives. Oh yeah, we can get away with doing what we want to do for a while, but God is still the one who is in charge of our lives. So if one does not have the patience, they will soon learn that God cannot be rushed. In Psalms 27 in verse number 14, the Bible tells us to wait on the Lord and He shall strengthen thine heart. In Psalms 37 and 9, the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Wait that we don't become weary, church. We've got to learn to wait upon the Lord. And when you go back to the text, the Bible says, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. But you've got to learn that waiting is a part of life, it's a part of living. Never can you get anywhere without waiting. Nothing comes when we want it to come. It only comes when God wants it to come. Patience has its blessings also. In James 5 and verse number 11, I want you to watch what patience can do for us. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy. Those who seemed to suffer the most were the most patient. For Job suffered much misery and affliction, yet he waited. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, continue on in righteousness and be patient. Now we all like to quote about Job and speak about Job. For Job had lost everything that he had in his life, from his family on down to his assets, his livestock and his animals. But Job continued to wait even when his wife came to him and said, why don't you curse God and die? Job must have looked at her like she was crazy. For he continued to trust in the Lord. And I say to us, we must continue to trust in the Lord. When things seem as though it'll never happen the way we think it ought to happen, we must learn to and be content and have patience and wait upon the Lord. We must wait upon Him to give us our every need. There's much misery and affliction in our lives as well as in Job. But as I said, he waited, and we find ourselves, if we are to continue in righteousness, we must learn to be patient. Have you ever considered how many amazing things God can do when we just cast our troubles on Him and leave them with Him? Right. Oh, but some of us, we like to act as our own producer and director. We like to give it to Him on one hand, then we like to take it back on the other hand. And we say, Lord, I can handle this better than You, because I don't seem to be hearing anything back from You. You don't seem to be working fast enough. Lord, I just simply don't have the patience to wait. You may not say that, but that's what You're saying by doing some of Your actions. Mm-hmm. We've got to learn to leave it to Him, and He can fix the unfixable. He can build up the torn down. He can make the way out of no way. He can make the impossible possible. I'm convinced that we need to wait on God, therefore, and we must be patient. I believe life should teach one not to wait, just to wait upon it. One big thing in life is one big waiting period, and we must have patience for the things we want and need. For instance, a child must wait to get to adulthood to enjoy adult privileges. A kid must wait until he's old enough to drive an automobile. A college student must wait to learn to earn his degree before he can practice his medical trade. A young man and a young lady, no matter how they yearn for each other, they must wait till they are old enough before they can get married. Some will tell you they can't wait for this or they can't wait for that. But life cannot be rushed, so patience must be practiced. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 to take no thought for the things we can't change anyhow. God will handle it for us. But if we are too short on patience, we must learn patience, for we can't live without it. We need patience when dealing with others. Even when they hurt or misuse us, we have an opportunity to go by the Bible and choose what path or what actions we must take. We can hate them for misusing us, but the Bible tells us to love our enemies in Matthew chapter 5. Or we can get even with them, but the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We can have patience and forgive them. Then we are doing what the Lord would have us to do. We must have patience to study the Word of God. Patience enough to do the will of God. Patience enough to wait on God. Patience enough to wait on things in this life to come as they will. And then, when we come to church, we've got to learn to accept that everybody may not move as fast as we move. So sometimes we have to take a moment and pause and let someone who's not able to get around as well as you are, we must be patient with them. We must be patient when the preacher stands up to preach and the song leader stands up to lead song and the prayer leader stands to lead us in prayer. We must be patient. I know that sometimes it seems that I don't get sleepy until the preacher stands up. I don't get sleepy until the preacher stands up and begins to preach his message. That's when I seem to be more sleepier than ever. Whether I'm taking medication or not, I just seem to get sleepy. And I don't know what to do, so I drop off to sleep. But that's not the right thing to do. We got to learn to be patient, for God's will must be said. And I want to applaud Brother Jackson in his Bible teachings this morning in the Bible class. You ought to come out to Bible class some Sunday morning. Brother Jackson does a really good job, and he needs to be, you need to come out and to hear him. He explains the Word of God very patiently with us. And he takes his time, and I like his style, and I think that if you came out to Bible class, you'd become a little bit more patient. Because in Bible class, unlike in the church service, you can't raise your hand and ask a question. But in Bible class, you can. It's permissible to ask a question if you don't understand something. So we've got to learn to be patient. For the text says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You've got to do the will of God in order to receive the promise. We can be patient and forgive people when they get in our way. We can be patient and learn to accept things the way they are. Now, I'm just going to tell you about me for a moment. I hit some trouble spots in my life not too long ago. And I wanted to rush to get a resolution to the situation that I had going on. But I understood one thing, and I had to teach myself and go to the Word of God and understand that nothing will work the way I want it to work. I must accept the fact that God's will be done when He wants it to be done, and not any time sooner because I want it to be done. So if I wanted things to happen yesterday, I can't expect that they will happen yesterday all the time. When I think about how good God is, it ought to make me and you say to yourself, God is good all the time, and God works in His time, not my time. God doesn't have a Timex on or Rolex on His wrist. God just knows the time, and He knows when to answer us. He knows when to send us, and He knows when to give us. So I understand what the text means when it says, for ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. That means when I live this life, I ought to do the will of God, but when I'm finished with this life, I still have to wait on the promise that God is going to deliver me. And when I think about it, I wouldn't want to have anyone else to direct my life but the Lord. I wouldn't want to have anyone else telling me to wait other than the Lord. I wouldn't want to have anyone else to tell me that God is, that they're good as God, because no one is as good as God. So, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Then in verse number 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Didn't I tell you to be patient and live and do the will of God? You gotta have faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I just thank God sometimes for, I thank God all the time, but I thank Him sometimes more than other times. And sometimes when God is so good to us, we need to learn to accept His goodness and say, thank you, Lord. Sometimes my prayer is very simple when I'm by myself. It simply consists of, thank you, Lord. And then other times I have a little lengthier prayer. I pray a little longer, in other words, because I've got so much more to say to Him. I've got so much more to ask of Him. But in all things, I know I've got to learn to be patient and wait for Him. Wait till He is ready to answer me. When God doesn't answer me, I don't take that as a no answer. I take that as a simply maybe just wait on me, and then I'll give you what you're asking for. But everybody wants everything now. Everybody wants everything as soon as they ask. Lord, I need this kind of money, but I don't want to wait. I want it now. Can you just send me a check? Well, God is not in the check issuing business. Get a job and save your money. That's how you get instant checks and instant gratitude when you need money. When I think about how good God has been to all of us, I didn't wake up this morning on my own. I didn't get up this morning without the help of the Lord. I didn't get up until the Lord decided to have the angel open the eyelids of my sleepy eyes. And then when He opened the eyelids of my sleepy eyes, I said, Lord, I'm not ready to get up yet. Can I just have a little more sleep? And I had to be patient until I dropped back off to sleep. And then when I think about all that the goodness that God has given me, how that last night I had a sandwich very late at night. And I thought to myself, I didn't get this food on my own. I went out to the grocery store and God gave me the assets I needed to buy what I wanted to eat. And then I had something to eat. I got up this morning and I had an option to eat breakfast or not to eat breakfast. But I had to learn patience along the line. I had to wait on the Lord. And I'm still waiting on the Lord. For I do know that the Lord shall come one day. And when I think of all the goodness that God has given to me, and you ought to think of all the goodness, take inventory of your own life, and think of all the goodness that God has done for you. And you might want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you is not just every time you're about to put bread in your mouth. You ought to thank Him for something before you put the bread in your mouth. You ought to thank Him for giving you life itself. Thank you, Lord. And then when you get up, you ought to thank God for the ability to move the legs to direct you to wherever you're trying to get to. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I'm going to learn to have patience and wait upon You if it be Your will. And thank you, oh Lord, for giving us Your Son, the one who went to yonder's cross, the one who died on yonder's cross, The one who walked up Calvary's hill to his own crucifixion. The one who marched and hung up on yonder's cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord, that you do for us. Thank you for everything you do, especially for me, O Lord. That's what your prayer should be. But then, Lord, I thank you for blessing others. And Father, forgive me of my shortcomings. And let me be more patient with people. Let me be more patient with my husband or my wife or with my children. Let me be more patient with my neighbor. And especially, oh Lord, let me be patient with my boss at work. And then, Lord, let me be patient with the church folk. Oh yeah, the church folk. I don't want to forget the church folk. Lord, when Sister So-and-so said that certain thing to me, I got angry. But what I ought to do is say, Lord, give me patience to accept what she is saying to me. I don't have to agree with it, but give me patience that I may know that whether it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Give me patience that I don't want to rush the song leader when he says, let's sing all three verses instead of just one verse. Give me patience with the preacher when I think sometimes he gets pretty boring. Just let me have patience with him. Let him keep on as long as he is telling the truth from the Word of God. Let me be able to understand that truth is truth, no matter if he delivers it well, eloquently, or if he just delivers it in a flat tone. Let me be patient with the man when he stands up to pray, that I may hear the prayer that he is praying, and Lord, that I may accept the prayer if it's a righteous prayer. For the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Let me accept your will, O Lord, and everything that I do, let me understand and work and wait with patience. And how do I become patient? Well, you have to study the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15 says, study to show thyself approved. That's the key to the whole matter. If you study to show thyself approved, you'll understand why the Bible, you'll understand better. You may not understand totally. You'll understand better why the Bible tells us things that it tells us to do. Thank you, Lord, for giving me patience. Thank you for giving me everything that you give me. But especially, Lord, I need patience. And the other thing, I told you there were two things, but the other thing, and I'm not talking about that today, but I'll just drop it anyway, it's wisdom. You need patience and you need wisdom. But how do I get all of this and how do I learn to study? Well, you become a member of the Lord's body by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But somewhere, if you say to yourself, I've done this long time ago, you need to go back to God and ask Him to forgive you if you've had shortcomings in your life. If you've been impatient instead of patiently waiting on Him. Then you ask God to forgive you. Come forward, ask the church to pray with and for you. Ask the church to pray for you. And then if you feel the need to, ask one of the brothers to pray with you. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Page 50. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Come, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?